There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I don't know what this is.
Mac, is this you in your basement with your mom and her friends?
This is it.
This is good. I like it.
I'll go to the basement with your mom and her friends.
I would, too. What night is that happening?
I'll bring the damn Crisco.
All right. So Chiefs are undefeated, guys.
By the way, how was the how was the Motor City Pizza?
Oh, good.
You had some.
It's number. For those who don't understand the reference, yesterday we were talking about our brioche of the week, and we do it every Monday. I said my brioche of the week was Motor City Pizza. Mac had never had it. Obviously, Bob has had it. And I said it's the number one frozen pizza in the game.
Obviously, and I've had it. Like, I'm this fat pizza connoisseur.
Obviously, Bob had it.
He's destroyed this a few times.
Well, he was talking about it yesterday. He's like, get the cheese bread. Cheese pizza.
You
got the cheese pizza jingle?
I got the pizza.
But did you get the jingle? Did you get the cheese pizza jingle in the system?
Jingle, man.
Can we hear it?
So damn good. Cheese pizza.
You got to get that up and going. But no, it was 9:45 we talked about it. Chances are, if you're listening at 6:45, maybe you weren't, or 6:20, maybe you weren't listening at 9:45 yesterday.
Did you get the pepperoni or did you get the
Supreme?
Supreme. Look at you going wild and crazy.
Crazy
extra
man.
Toppings.
Took the cheese out of the bottom of the box?
I did.
Did you share the pizza with your mom?
No, she went and watched with her friends.
Oh, she did. That's right. She goes with her friends.
Is there any left?
Is there any pizza? Did you eat the whole pie?
There's one piece.
You went to town, dude.
Did you cut it in squares or how did you cut that thing up?
Dude.
Three big pieces.
Okay.
Three big pieces.
Or four big pieces.
It's a square pizza. How did you get three?
Four, my bad. Three.
Okay, so you cut it like that's it.
All right.
Damn.
That's pretty good, man.
I just put it down. You woofed that down, as they like to say. Did you get the cheese bread, too, from these Motor City people?
Only good. $10 at Hy-Vee.
Yep, there you go. Yeah, it's great.
$9.99.
It's fantastic pizza.
Motor City Pizza, $8.
Really good.
Get it.
So is it number one in the frozen pizza world?
I think so.
Yeah, it's nightmare.
Yeah, I don't need, what would rival it? I mean, with the Scream Sicilians used to be really good back in the day.
The old Red Baron never fails you.
Never
either.
Does.
Yeah. Never fails you. The black box, it's bigger than it should be. And
Totino's pizza rolls are also very good from a frozen pizza.
They're starting to do breakfast ones, by the way.
I saw that. Whoa. Yeah. Put them in the air fryer.
Sausage,
they're still frozen
egg and cheese.
In the middle.
Yeah. Okay, I'm in.
Yeah. A little side of sour cream.
How about bacon, though, in those? Why wouldn't you do egg, bacon, and cheese, too?
Yeah, that'd be
great. Why does everybody run to sausage? Like, it's this glorified meat.
I got destroyed on the text line one time because I was filling in with Cody for Cody and Gold is Binkley and I.
Yeah.
And I said bacon is the most overrated food in the world.
Well, it depends on what kind of bacon you get. If you get the cheap bacon, yes. But if you go and get good, thick cut bacon, it's fantastic.
I'm team sausage patty over any bacon.
See, if I'm going sausage, it's a link. And it's got to be a good link. Like the patty,
you like that
to me.
Snap and slick?
I do, yeah. The patty to me is too grimy and
when you
round.
Think about a sausage link, it looks like a dog's wiener. It's like slick and it snaps when you bite it.
That's how you know it's good, when the casing snaps. Don't you like a good casing on a hot dog or a bratwurst or something like that? Everybody loves that. That's a good casing.
Ugh.
Somewhere Spectre saying talk Chiefs, Dusty.
We can. How about DeAndre Hopkins last night?
How about
you called
DeAndre
it?
Hopkins, huh?
Yep, you called it.
He was really good last night. Two touchdown passes. I wanted six, I thought maybe we would get six out of DeAndre Hopkins, but I will settle for two touchdown passes out of DeAndre Hopkins. And I look at DeAndre Hopkins, I'm like, could we have had like a more perfect trade at this time of year than go out and getting a veteran wide receiver? Like, I didn't know how much we needed DeAndre Hopkins, guys, until we got DeAndre Hopkins on this team. And then you see immediately the difference that he makes. He may be the best wide receiver that Patrick Mahomes has ever played with, right? Like, I think from a veteran standpoint, you know he's going to catch the football just about every single time. Yeah, they had a miscommunication on one. But that dart that Mahomes threw to him in the end zone at the goal line, a hell of a throw, the whole thing was unbelievable. And then the throw and catch that they're showing on SportsCenter right now, where, he was double covered and Mahomes just drops a dime in there. And, DeAndre Hopkins comes up with it at the 2 yard line. And then the other touchdown pass in the back of the end zone, that was a showing by DeAndre Hopkins. And if that's DeAndre Hopkins with 8 days of experience here in Kansas City or 10 days experience here in Kansas City, what's this going to be like in the next couple of months? Like, how much better and how much more awesome is it going to be to see DeAndre Hopkins and Patrick Mahomes teaming up and doing crazy things all over the field once they get more of that rapport going? Because through 2 weeks or whatever it's been here in Kansas City, man, that guy put on a show last night.
Yeah, he gives you the beneficiary factor of a cheese blanket. That's a security blanket.
Yeah,
you can, and obviously I think we saw that with that amazing pass and catch to DeAndre Hopkins, where even Mitch Holtis, we can play the audio for you, he didn't even know if it was an interception or if it was a drop.
Chiefs bring Kelce in motion to set up a three receiver triangle set to the far side, right side of the field. Mahomes in the pocket, steps up in pressure again, throws it late down the middle of the left side, and it's going to be intercepted or caught. No, it's caught by DeAndre Hopkins. DeAndre Hopkins somehow caught the football. It looked like the Bucs were going to intercept it. DeAndre Hopkins for 35 yards. Mahomes just threw it up for grabs, basically, hoping D-Hop came down with the football. What a play. Mahomes hit as he threw off his front foot. And three Bucs were there, and somehow D-Hop catches that football in traffic for 35 yards.
Just an insane play there. I mean, we're watching at the house, so we see it go up in the air, and all of a sudden, I was the optimistic one. I was like, he caught that.
Yeah.
And my buddy's like, it might be an interception. I was like, no, dude, he caught it. And then he rolls over, football in hand. You're just like, this is why DeAndre Hopkins works in this offense. Patrick Mahomes has needed that guy. He found it in Rashee Rice. Unfortunately, friendly fire got Rashee Rice out of the season. He won't be playing for the Chiefs the rest of the year because of that injury. And then you had to go find somebody that is that guy. And you found Rashee Rice times three, because DeAndre Hopkins, obviously the veteran, catches everything, doesn't drop anything. And last night it was obvious, man. Patrick Mahomes is going to the well. He's going to Travis Kelce. He's going to DeAndre Hopkins. Those two guys led the way in the first half, and they continue to lead the way in the second half.
And Kareem Hunt as well. I mean, with the ground game, he had over 100 yards rushing last night. So you had Kelce with 100 yards receiving. You had Kareem Hunt with 100 yards rushing last night. You had DeAndre Hopkins with 80 yards receiving last night. That's a pretty well-balanced offense, if you ask me. And again, they're leaning on their veteran guys, because Worthy tried his best to not do anything last night. I mean, that guy had a bad day at the office yesterday, right? Xavier Worthy, chalk that one up to being a rookie and forget about it.
That was a big rookie game.
That was a welcome to the NFL game for Xavier Worthy last night. Like, that was as bad as you could have performed last night. But that's why you have DeAndre Hopkins. Now Patrick Mahomes knows that he's got a guy that he can trust at that wide receiver position. And I will say, probably a guy that he believes he can fully trust, really, since probably Tyreek Hill left here, right? Because you've had a kind of a revolving door. Just when you got to the point where you were trusting Rashee Rice, boom, gets injured, out for the season. You brought in Hollywood Brown, never had the opportunity to see Hollywood Brown. And so you've always been looking for that other guy opposite Travis Kelce that you could truly trust. And DeAndre Hopkins is that guy. He is that veteran guy. And people around the NFL are like, the Chiefs did it again. Like, how they were able to pry DeAndre Hopkins away from the Titans. People are probably scratching their heads going, why are these teams letting the Chiefs do this all the time to go out there, not just get a wide receiver, but get arguably the best available wide receiver as well. And so they find ways to do it. They continue to work. They continue to turn over roster players, and they continue to look for better players out out there, and we got, what, 8 hours, 9 hours before the trade deadline officially comes and goes here in Kansas City, and there could be more roster moves today. Just try to get better, 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 better each minute, and that's what they're doing, and that's why they're sitting at 8 mil, man. It's wild.
Xavier Worthy, for as much as he was on TV, had zero receptions for 0 yards.
10 yards negative rushing.
And 2 rushes for negative 10. Not a good game. Monday Night Lights, maybe a little too bright for the rookie last night. Obviously, he has the opportunity to pick Travis Kelce and DeAndre Hopkins' brain and learn as a young guy in the NFL. Again, he's a rookie. They're not supposed to figure it out like most do.
But you should know where the sideline is and get in bounds.
That was a bad one. That was a bad route.
Yeah.
1,000%. 1,000% agree. But, no, I mean, like I said, I thought last night looked like one of those offensive progressions that you saw last year, because we all remember the Christmas Day game against the Raiders. It was just absolutely abysmal. It was terrible. It was bottom of the basement with their gameplay. And then after that game, they completely said, you know what? Simplicity at its finest. We're gonna go to Rashee Rice. I know he's a rookie, but we're gonna figure it out. We're gonna trust him. We're gonna expand his role. Travis Kelce, it's time. You gotta step up. You gotta be that guy. You gotta be that veteran. By the way, a lot of people thought he was washed eight down.
Yeah.
So you got 24 catches in the last two games, 190 yards and a touchdown.
Yeah, that's pretty good. Washed. That's pretty good. I don't know, Carrington. I think Travis has seen better days. Yeah, like yesterday, Rob.
Did you see his lady last night? Oh, my God.
Taylor?
Ugh. I don't know, man. It just, maybe I'm just getting like whatever it is, but she's just doing it more and more for me. The all black with the retro jacket, the red lipstick.
Great. Lipstick.
Easy. Yeah, I don't know, man.
Easy.
Yeah, I know. God, dog.
You need a cold shower.
I need a lot of things right now. I get it, man. I understand where he's at this point. Because a lot of people are like, oh, he can get way better. I'm like, I don't know, man.
Way better than what?
That was the first narrative. But now I look at it on the TV and I'm like, she's here. Oh, my God.
I mean, he's got the perfect match for him.
I think I would leave the boots on.
You know, he's got the perfect match for him.
What?
I agree.
I mean, God, dog, man. That's just like they went to that offense last year after Christmas and rode it all the way into the Super Bowl. And now they have the opportunity to do that again. And by the way, the scariest damn thing in the world might be when Isaiah Pacheco comes
back.
Well,
and that's going to be wild,
right? Because
what were
we talking about yesterday? Jahmyr Gibbs and David Montgomery? Mm-hmm. And you're like, well, they're saving him, Dusty. Stop worrying about your fantasy team because nobody cares. When you bring Kareem Hunt and Isaiah Pacheco in the same backfield and you go first quarter Hunt, second quarter Pacheco, third quarter Hunt, fourth quarter Pacheco. That's a dangerous team.
Well, it's very dangerous, and that's what you want at the running back position. You want to have two, probably three guys that you can rotate in and keep them fresh. And so if you've got Kareem Hunt on your fantasy team and Isaiah Pacheco is coming back here at the end of November potentially, I wouldn't start Kareem Hunt because Andy Reid is going to split those carries. Andy Reid did it with all the running backs that he's had here in Kansas City. They've never really been true one running back focused unless they had to be, which they do at this point in time. But with Aaron West, they were, you know, going back and forth between those guys, Damian Williams and Darrell Williams. They were splitting the carries between those guys. That's how you keep guys fresh. That's how you keep guys ready for the postseason, because none of this regular season stuff matters. And, you know, I've been on record for years saying the regular season doesn't matter. And that makes the fantasy owners of the world cringe a little bit and go into shakes. Oh, my God, my fantasy team. I don't care about your fantasy team. I care about the Chiefs winning.
Well, I do.
Yeah. And being the freshest they can be for the playoffs. And that.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's splitting carries. That's working guys in and out. That's keeping players fresh. You know, that's why they went out and got Josh Uche as well. I mean, another guy along.
He had a big play last night.
He did. It was cool seeing 55 run around. I was like, Frank Clark's back, baby. Where's Frank?
It's also good to see a 55 lineup on the right side of the field.
Oh, yeah, right. Forgot about that as well, right? Mm. But you keep these guys fresh along the defensive line. You've got five guys that can rush the passer. It keeps guys fresh. It reduces the opportunity to have injury. Mm-hmm. Like, it's the right thing to do. And it feels like we have these conversations yearly about somebody's running back duo where people are like, oh, my God, I can't believe they're not utilizing this guy more. I'm like, because you're not thinking like a head football coach in the NFL. You're thinking like a fantasy owner who has Isaiah Pacheco or who has Kareem Hunt on their team. And you want to feed that guy. But I look at it and say, my team's the Chiefs, and I want them to split the carries because that makes the most sense to keep guys healthy and fresh for the long haul, which is the beginning of February.
Who do you think's in the ice bath longer last night? Mahomes, Kelce, Pacheco, or Hopkins?
I think they're all still in it, quite honestly.
I mean, like, that was and this is an important thing for me. That was a game last night where we all looked at it as like, oh, Tampa Bay's beat up. And again, we take the narrative that everybody has, text line, Twitter, Instagram, whoever it may be. Everybody's playing you like it's Super Bowl.
Absolutely.
The Bucs looked very good last night.
Good.
Baker Mayfield looked like he was ready for the moment. Yep. Kate Otten, we tried to tell you, Kate Otten was going to play.
Really good last night. He was so good.
Rashard
right?
White was in his hometown. The opening segment almost made me freaking bawl my eyes out. Joe Buck's wife starts crying about her mom not being there. Scott Van Pelt starts crying about his mom. My mom's passed away. I'm in tears watching pre-football game shows. And then the Chiefs said, here's what we're going to do. In a game where this team is talented enough to play with us, we're going to lean on our veterans. And they leaned on Kareem Hunt. They leaned on Travis Kelce. They leaned on DeAndre Hopkins. And they let Patrick Mahomes just orchestrate the band. And that's exactly what happened. And the other thing, a veteran, Justin Watson looked good last
night. Justin Watson was really good last night, right?
Yeah. I got everybody really in the house last night. Every time he caught it, Watson.
Yeah. My phone,
everybody
every time.
In the house is doing it.
It's great, yeah.
I was like, you guys get it?
Yeah.
Thanks for listening.
Yes.
And
people love it. The Watson thing is just crazy, right?
Watson, yes!
He was big last night. Like, that's the greatest thing about it is, like, the stat line's going to run away with Hopkins and Hunt and Mahomes and Kelce. But you go back and watch, I mean, we're watching it right now on the TV with NFL Network playing it over again. Big plays, man. Like, big time plays from Watson catching the ball and getting a first down. Karloftis getting sacks on the defensive side. We can talk about the defensive side, but where we talk about it is this game was over before it started because I don't understand the clowns, bro. I don't understand why people think it's fun to go to the logo and stomp on it. And I feel like that's when I first heard from you after 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yeah, that was the game over text for me. When I saw everybody, including our own Dana Hughes, who we'll talk to in less than an hour now, tweeting the picture of these dopes on the logo. Like that was it right there. That was the game over moment for me. You got on the logo. The last time somebody did that, if I'm not mistaken, it was the Oakland Raiders. I think they were Oakland. They may have been Vegas at the time. But either way, but then the Chiefs put up 50 in the first quarter against them. And that, I mean, I've never been to a game that was such a laugher like that one was. And so as soon as I saw them get on the logo, I send you the game over text. This thing is done. People are asking, when did you send the text? I sent it before the game started yesterday because you don't get on the logo and disrespect the Chiefs. Like, you know, Mitch has made that call. You can, whatever the Chiefs, disrespect the Chiefs, but you can't handle the Chiefs or
you
however.
You can hate the Chiefs. You can dislike the Chiefs, but you got to respect the
Chiefs. Is that what it is? So I got that completely wrong, right? Yeah. You can't handle the Chiefs, I think is what he said one time. At least it was in a movie.
That was Jack Nicholson.
Who?
Jack.
The golfer?
No.
I think that was Mitch.
You ever heard about Arnold Palmer?
You can't handle the Chiefs.
Yeah.
You can doubt the Chiefs.
I'm Jack Nicholson. Yeah,
that's what it is. You can hate the Chiefs. You can doubt the Chiefs.
You can doubt the Chiefs. You can dislike the Chiefs. You can disrespect the Chiefs, but you're going to have to deal with the Chiefs.
Then Mitch went, hoo-wah.
Yeah. I just
were we talking about? Oh, Justin Watson. Yeah,
no, we were talking about when it was over.
When it was over. Yeah, it was over early. You disrespected the Chiefs. They use that as ammo, and they're going to kick your ass. And look, I'm not the it should have, would have, could have been type of game, but as we mentioned to start the show, if McDuffie doesn't have a phantom call, I mean, the refs are always against the Chiefs or for the Chiefs, right?
Yeah,
that McDuffie holding penalty, that
well, they didn't even get it right.
Well, they got
they
it
called
wrong.
On Jamari Connor.
Right, Jamari Connor, and it wasn't even a hold on McDuffie. Like, I mean, even Troy and Joe were like, that play right
even
there.
Tom Brady would have said it was a bad call.
Yeah, he would have gotten fined. But that play right there, if that call's not made, right, that game turns into a blowout. That game turns into a runaway, and nobody watches Monday Night Football. So you had to make that call to keep that thing close, because everybody knew that that game was getting ready to get out of hand. Because at that point in time, if I'm not mistaken, it was a 3-and-out by the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, right? It would have been a 3-and-out by them, but instead they moved it down the field and ended up scoring and taking a 10-7 lead at that point. Chiefs get the ball back in that situation. They probably score a touchdown. They're up 14-3, and the floodgates are open, and people are starting to click around to watch, you know, Ina sitting down with some of her guests or whatever the case may be. Ina? You're moving on from football last night. If you're not a diehard fan, right? You're on to something else.
First off, you guys need to go back and apologize to Mr. Shepard, because you guys were clowning that dude last night. He played pretty well.
Sterling was good, yeah.
Sterling. I wasn't clowning.
You're like, who's that guy? Never heard of him.
No, I didn't. I know who Sterling Shepard is. I didn't clown him yesterday.
I'm sorry.
Did I? I don't remember talking about that guy yesterday, quite honestly.
I
didn't even know he was on Tampa yesterday until he showed up.
Come on, Dusty. He's like their only veteran.
Yeah.
Well,
he's a decent enough wide receiver.
I mean, give credit to the Bucs. They played a good game last night.
They did, but that call kept that game close. And then the Kelce fumble, you know, you're looking at a 14-3 lead
right
at that point in time. And
I don't like playing that, though.
But you would have been. You absolutely would have been. Oh, I know.
Have you seen the awards this guy's won?
Have you not seen the track record of kind of everything?
Have you not read the pitch?
You know,
excuse me.
Come on.
Bend the knee.
Yeah,
you're over here saying AH on the air. This guy doesn't.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Yeah. Yeah, but someday you stop saying that, you win an award too.
You eat for free at Smokehouse and getting free tailored suits from Dan the Tailor Man. Take a seat, kid.
Sit back down.
Jay Binkley chiming in on my text message. It says Kelce now is now second in the NFL on tight end catches, only 5 behind Brock Bowers. Bowers has played in 9 games, Kelce 8. Not bad for a quote washed player.
Binkley's on this crusade. He is on a crusade this year.
You come at the king, you best not miss.
You say something on Twitter that is disrespectful for the Chiefs, Binkley's like, you can't handle the truth. Mm-hmm. He's going after everybody on Twitter. Like Dusty said, this dude's out here tweeting at 1 a.m. He's going after people at 1 a.m. Warren Sharp.
He's like the Grim Reaper.
Yeah.
It's like, who is that? Remember that take you had about Travis Kelce?
Yeah, here we go.
It just took time. 24 catches, 190 yards, and a touchdown in his last 2 games.
This is the time of year. When we go back and listen to the script later on today, this is the time of year that Travis Kelce gets going. Now the weather has turned. The clocks have gone back. The games start to mean a little bit more. It's time to tune up for the postseason, and we've seen it in the last 2 weeks.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, 3-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.